with a high of 64 degrees. And now for the Opera Box.
Good evening and welcome again to KGNU's Opera Box, your chance to enjoy great opera every Monday evening here on KGNU Radio. I'm Chris Moore, and I'm very excited because tonight, for the first time, I actually have real live opera singers and a real live opera director for them from the Opera Colorado Young Artists and a real live pianist who's going to do his very, very best on our little Baldwin piano here at the KGNU Cabaret Room. Charity Koepke, thank you very much for bringing the entire crowd out here, and for all of you singers, thank you. Thank you so much also for coming all the way out to Boulder.
It's our pleasure. We are super excited to be here.
This is a whole other side that some people may not even be aware of. If people know Opera Colorado, they think of it as the big main stage productions, of course, and Magic Flute coming up in May and the other productions that will be coming up next year like The Scarlet Letter. But this is huge. This is, in many ways, perhaps even where your biggest audience is in terms of sheer numbers. Can you tell us a little bit about how many performances our young artists of Opera Colorado do every year?
I can. It is huge. It's a whole other arm of what Opera Colorado does for the community. Each year, just through the programs in education, we serve over 35,000 people, which is, in fact, more than the main stage productions reach. So for us, that's really exciting. The young artists are at the core of what we do in education. And through the touring operas that we do each year, where we go out into schools and out into the community and present fully produced and performed operas for kids and adults alike, they'll probably perform each of those shows about 40 times. And that's roughly around 28, 29,000 just right there.
Now, all of us we get upset when we think about all the music programs that have been cut. And I feel like this is one of the biggest things that any organization is doing in the state to try to fill in that gap as much as possible. Opera Colorado is reaching huge numbers of kids. Is that how it began? Was people just saying, this can't be allowed to happen, and we have to build an audience for the future?
Yeah, it really did. This art form is beloved by so many people that are so passionate about it. Once we saw that music in general was being yanked out of schools left and right, people got together and said, we can't let this continue, and let's find a way to get it into the schools in a way that's reasonable for them. You know, kids can't sit through a 3.5-hour opera, but they can sit through an hour opera. And it's so amazing to take something into a school and realize that about 85 to 90% of the kids that we're performing for have never experienced opera before. We are their first experience.
When I was in junior high school, I have to tell you that there was a busload of us kids dragged off to the Cleveland Orchestra, and there was this woman, Marilyn Horne, who was singing, and we got to hear a rehearsal with her singing. And the minute she opened her mouth, and I was, of course, one of the kids making fun of the thought of opera, the minute she opened her mouth, I just went, oh my God, what is that? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I wonder if you feel that you see the same thing, that some kids, one exposure and something happens, a shoe drops for them.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I would say that it's an isolated incident, but that's not true. It's every time we perform. There is somebody out there in that audience that comes up to us or asks a question after the show, and we know for sure that we've impacted that little life. And it's not just for that performance. It's going forward for the rest of their lives. I've seen opera change kids' lives, period. I worked with a young man who was a selective mute because of some emotional trauma, and opera was the one thing that made him start speaking again.
Wow. So. Wow. Well, our Opera Colorado young artists are here and eager to sing, and I think we should get to music as soon as we possibly can. Perhaps you can introduce us to the five singers first, and then you can tell us a little bit about the music we're starting with.
Absolutely. So I'll just go down the line in order of voice type. That will help hopefully the audience know who we've got in the room with us. We have Leah Bobby, our soprano. We have Catherine Sanford, our mezzo-soprano. We have Brett Sprague, our tenor. Andrew Paulson, our baritone. And Daniel DeVicente, our bass baritone.
Well, welcome all five of you, and thank you for coming again.
I also want to make sure we know who's on that keyboard. We have the wonderful Alan Armstrong playing for us today.
Thanks for coming, Alan.
So the first two pieces, we're going to highlight The Magic Flute by Mozart, because that is the opera that's coming up in Opera Colorado season. We're getting ready to go into production for that, and we would love to have everybody there. The performances are in May. We have May 2nd, 5th, 8th, and 10th at the L.A. Calkins Opera House. The first piece is a duet sung by the characters of Papageno and Papagena. This is towards the end of the opera where they finally met each other, and they're so excited to have the experience of falling in love with the perfect person for them. And this will be sung by Catherine and Andrew. And then following that, we have what I think is one of the most beautiful arias that Mozart wrote. And this is the aria that Pamina sings. And it's all about the fact that she's desperately trying to get through to the man that she loves. And he's taken a vow of silence and she doesn't know that. And that's Akithus.
Welche Freude wird das sein?
Welche Freude wird das sein?
Wenn die Götter uns bedenken,
wenn die Götter uns bedenken,
unsere liebe Kinder schenken, unsere liebe Kinder schenken, so liebe kleine Kinderlein, Kinderlein, Kinderlein.
Thank you.
Charity, maybe you can tell us about another couple tunes that are coming up next.
Absolutely. So we've got some really wonderful rep for you today in this program. The next piece is going to be sung by Daniel, and it's actually one of my favorite comic pieces, although it's sometimes not considered a comic piece. I think it is. This is Madamina from Verdi's Don Giovanni, and basically the character of Leporello is talking about this diary that he has kept of all of Don Giovanni's conquests over the years. And the thing that cracks me up about this aria is he actually has numbered them. He knows how many women of each category Don Giovanni has been with. So that's the first piece. And then we're going to have Catherine come up, and she's going to sing what's sort of known as Stefano's aria from Romeo and Juliet. And this is interesting because in this, Catherine actually plays a young boy, the character of Stefano, and that's common with mezzos that they play a pants role. And this is a really odd aria. It doesn't have a place that it really fits into the show. It's very flowery. It's a lot of alliterative language, but the music itself is absolutely gorgeous, and it gives you a good sense as an audience of what a pants role does.
Il catalogo è questo, delle belle che amo il padron mio, un catalogo quelle che ho fatti io. Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640, in Lamania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1003, 1003, 1003. Van fra queste contadine, cameriere cittadine, van contesse baronesse, marchesone, principesse e bandone d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. In Italia 640, in Germania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, in Spagna son già 1003, 1003, 1003. Van fra queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, van contesse, baronesse, marchesane, principesse e van donne d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. La piccina, la piccina, la piccina. piccina, la piccina, la piccina, la piccina, la piccina, la piccina, ogniorvezzosa, ogniorvezzosa, ogniorvezzosa. Delle vecchie fa conquista per piacer di porla in lista. Sua passion predominante è la giovin principiante. Non si picchia se sia ricca, se sia brutta, se sia bella, se sia ricca, brutta, se sia bella. Purché porti la gonnella, voi sapete quel che fa. Sapete quel che fa, pur che porti la gonnella, voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete, voi sapete quel che fa. Voi sapete quel che fa.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions came up actually while I was listening to enjoying both of you. Catherine, starting with you, I guess you got some of your operatic, you learned some of your chops, I guess, in Michigan, and then you've sung in Maryland and Washington, D.C.
Yes, that's right.
How do you see your season here with Opera Colorado and singing for the students and also singing in some of the main stage productions as being, how is that helping you in your career moving forward in your life?
Absolutely. I think it's invaluable for all of us to do these touring productions where we are literally performing almost every day of the week. Mm-hmm. And that's so important for us because we just get immediately comfortable in front of an audience. We really get to the core of our music. We know these roles inside and out. And what's wonderful about our touring productions is that we actually tour operas, actual operas. Hansel and Gretel and Romeo and Juliet are both very regular parts of the repertoire and done at houses all over the world. And so now I know Hansel, which I'm singing in Hansel and Gretel, and now portions of Stefano and Romeo and Juliet. And I know hopefully I'll go on to sing those many more times after I'm done with the Young Artist Program here.
And Daniel De Vicente, you are the newest addition, of course, to the Opera Colorado
Young
Artists, and you've been here for all of 3 weeks, so I have two brief questions to ask you. First of all, talk about touring. You toured the Ring of the Nibelung, did I get that right, as a chorus member?
Tell
us a little bit about that. I've never heard of a touring company of something that big.
Well, it was at La Fenice and at Maggio Musicale Fiorentino, where they performed Götterdämmerung, and We sang in the chorus with both Zumi Mehta and Jeffrey Tate, and I gained valuable experience from that.
Very much.
That was an early experience for me in my career.
Is this about the fastest you've ever had to memorize your roles? Because it seems like when you came in, you had a lot of roles to learn very quickly.
Definitely. I've been swamped since I got here, but it's I live for this, so mm-hmm. It's a very good stress to have. I get to do what I absolutely love full time.
All the time.
Yeah. So I'm so happy about it.
And you even get to move sets on your way too, don't you?
It's part of the job.
In case you all don't know this, the Opera Colorado Young Artists, you know, haul sets out of the backs of station wagons and SUVs and stuff like that as they go from school to school. Charity, tell us about some more of the music that we're going to be hearing today.
Absolutely. So we've got a little Puccini for you next. Brett, our tenor, is going to sing a piece from an opera that people know a little bit about, but not a lot, Gianni Schicchi. And this aria is the tenor singing about how the people in the room are being prejudiced against Schicchi, and they need to listen to him because he is very wise and he knows what he's doing. He's trying to persuade them that this guy really does know what he's talking about. And then following that, we have a duet that I would bet if anyone out there has seen The Shawshank Redemption, they will know this duet. This is from The Marriage of Figaro, and it's Sul Aria. It's hands down one of the most beautiful duets ever written for female voices.
Avete torto, e fine, astuto, ogni malizia e leggi e codici. Conosce sa, motteggiatore, beffeggiatore, c'è da fare una beffa nuova e rara, è Gianni Schicchi che la prepara. Gli occhi furbi l'illuminan di riso lo strano viso, ombreggiato da quel suo gran nasone che impari un toracchione per così. Vien dal contorno, ebbene, che vuol dire? Basta con quei sciupie, grette piccine. Firenze come un albero fiorito, che in piazza dei signori a tronco e fronte, ma le radici forze nuove portano, dalle convalli limpide e feconde. E Firenze germoglierà le stelle, salgono palagi, soli e torri snelle. L'Arno prima di correre dalla foce, quanto baciando santa croce, e il suo canto è sì dolce, sì sonoro, che a lui son scesi i ruscelletti in coro. Così scendan vidotti in arti e scienze, a far più ricca, splendida Firenze. E Rivaltensa giura re Castella, ben venga non fai fare torri bella, e venga giorno da Mugel selvoso, il Medici mercanto e coraggioso. Basta con l'ore gretti e coi ripicchi, viva la gente e nova e giovani schicchi.
Just a couple quick questions for you all, too. Leah, I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit, in a duet like this, you really have to count on the person you're singing with. And when you're here in Opera Colorado Young Artists, you get spoiled a little bit in that you have probably sung that dozens of times together. But someday you may be playing one of these roles in a duet and you have like two rehearsals and you're on stage and that's it.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the challenge of singing a duet versus an aria.
A duet means that you are putting your faith in the other person to really be there mm-hmm. with you. I'm lucky that Catherine and I do sing a lot together. We do Hansel and Gretel in the outreach production that we do here at Opera Colorado. which has given us a lot of time to work together and hear each other's voices. You're somewhat living on a prayer when you go into a new rehearsal with a new cast and you're put in a situation where you're doing duets and trios and quintets, whatever, with other singers. But that's kind of the fun of it all. There's a real camaraderie that happens when you're in any show, and you really need to put your faith in other people.
I want to ask a quick question of Brett as well, and that is simply that, yes, when you're in front of a school group in a gym or something, there's maybe a few hundred people in the audience, but there can be thousands of people. I mean, the L.A. Calkins Opera House is one where you really have to have a big voice, and bigness of voice is important. Do you have to cultivate that, or were you just kind of born a big mouth?
I think my mom would probably say the latter. No, I'm kidding. I know she's going to be listening to this, so love you, Mom. Thanks for all your support. It's one of those things. We train for so long. We're in school. We're in undergrad. We get our bachelor's degrees. We go on. We get master's degrees. You know, 6 years right there of post-secondary education, training to do this. I think part of it is a waiting game, going from, you know, being a 21-year-old tenor who sings mostly Rossini and Mozart for me to now my voice opening up simply because I'm getting a little older and things are settling again. It's kind of fun. Each transition has its own difficult patches, but each of them has provided me with a whole new set of repertoire that I love. And, you know, getting to sing in the Ellie constantly as a member of this program for 2 years has been absolutely fantastic. And I can't wait to do Tamino for the student matinee in May for all the kids. And, you know, we have 2,114 seats, if I'm not mistaken, in that theater. And to hear kids cheering for us from every single one of those is one of the coolest feelings in the entire world. And I'm lucky to have had that opportunity for 2 years now.
That's great. Charity, I know you have more tunes for
we
us,
do.
So let's go for it.
We do. Because I am what I call a Puccini girl. That's kind of my favorite thing. So we're going to go back to that now. One of the most famous operas ever written, La Bohème. But this is a piece that a lot of people don't know. This is a duet from the end of the opera with the characters of Rodolfo and Marcello. Basically, what we have here is men griping about their women and then realizing they really love their women and they're sorry that they no longer have them with them. But the way that Puccini does it is pretty genius. So I'm excited for you to hear that one. And then we have a piece of Verdi. Verdi is sort of this iconic composer in opera. What he wrote and the music lines that he wrote for the voice are something pretty special. And we have a piece that Daniel's going to sing from an opera that many people don't know well, and that's Macbeth. And this is a time in the opera where Macbeth has sort of been locked in his castle. The Scottish clans have sort of rebelled against him. And he's thinking that towards the end of his life, he will never have honor and love and respect. And that's really the one thing that he's always wanted.
In un coupé, con Parigi et Livre, mi sono torinendo. Musetta le dissi, e il cuor non batte, oh non lo sento, grazia veluta che il copre.
Ci ho gusto d'aver, ci ho gusto d'aver.
Loyola fa tirorieri di.
Non batte bene. Io polvidi,
Musetta,
Mimì.
L'hai vista? Oh, guarda!
Era in carrozze vestita come una regina.
Viva, ne son contento!
Giardo si strugge d'amor!
Lavoriam!
Lavoriam!
Che pena infame!
Infame pennello!
Le mani ora rosi
beh, io non so come sia che il mio pennello se pingere mi piace o cieli o terre o inverni o primavere e lì mi traccia due pupille nere e una bocca procace e nesce di musetta il viso
la regna tua sarà sola. bestemmia, sulla bestemmia, e lasso la legna tua sarà.
Wonderful how you all applaud each other, and I applaud all of you too. This is great. Sheridan, I wanted to ask you a question before you go on to the next piece here, and that is simply about the singers. I see your mission as dual, and maybe you can correct me or validate this. One of your missions, of course, is education about opera and taking the world of opera out to the students all over Colorado, etc. But the other one is these five wonderfully talented singers. When I look at your resumes, not only do you all have beautiful voices, and that's great, but you also you've really already done a lot with your opera singing. And then here you are as singers. Sheridan, what do you do to try to help increase their chances to have a successful opera career after they're finished with their season here?
So one of the things, one of the things that we do with them, the whole core of this residency program that they're in with Opera Colorado is what we call performance-based. Mm-hmm. It is my job as their director to throw them into as many different performance settings as I can so that no matter what they are faced with after they leave Opera Colorado, they can stand on their own two feet and shine in any given situation. So that can be performing on the radio, like what we're doing today, in a school where there aren't all 88 keys on the piano and they have to learn how to deal with that, which we have faced before.
Or the microtonal keys we have here.
That too. Or performing at the Ellie, where it's this huge space and they suddenly have to adapt to figure that out and fill up that space with their voice over a live orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's honing their dramatic skills. That's a huge part of what they do here, because sometimes in their collegiate training, they're not getting as much dramatic training as I feel that they should be. So we really put them through their paces with that here. It's all of that and more. And I always tell them that once they are done with this program and they leave Opera Colorado, their relationship with us does not end there. We now have them on our radar. We are advocates for their career. They will continue, hopefully, to keep in touch with me, and I can open doors from them from this point of view, where, as a director, I talk with other people in this field. So it's all of that and more. They are so tremendously talented. I can't even tell you how hard they work, how many hours a day they put in. Last year, I got 398 applications, and these are the five.
Wow. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. So we have three more pieces, but we're going to do two next. I always like to highlight some musical theater, because what's happening in our society today is that musical theater and Broadway has started to be reliant on amplification. And I want to showcase what actually happens to musical theater when a classically trained voice gets a hold of it. So this next piece is from the really brilliant musical, The Secret Garden, by Marsha Norman and Lucy Simon. It's truly exquisite in just about every place in the show. But this is a duet sung by the characters of Archie and Lily. And Lily is actually a ghost. She has died. Archie is her husband. And she's reappearing to him at this point in the show, trying to get him back on track. His life is kind of falling apart, and he doesn't know what to do without her. So we have that first. Then, to follow that up, Andrew is going to come and sing one of the most famous arias in all of opera, and so famous, I'm not even going to introduce it. I'm just going to simply say, if you know Bugs Bunny, you will know this piece.
never know. How can I say to go on without me? How, when I know you still need me so? How can I say not to dream about me? How could I ever know? How could I ever know? Forgive me, can you forgive me and hold me in your heart and find some new way to love me now that we're apart? How could I know I would never hold you, never again in this world? But oh, sure as you breathe, I am there inside you. How could I ever know? How could I ever know?
How can I hope to go on without you? How can I know where you'd have me go? How can I bear not to dream about you? How can I let you go?
How could I ever know?
All I need is
there in the garden.
All I would ask is
care for the child of our love. Come, go with me, safe I will keep you.
Where you would need me, there I would.
There I would, there we would, there we will go.
La 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 la. Rosso, ripetmi, lanci dei forbici, al mio comando tutto questa. Lanci dei forbici, Rosso, ripetmi, al mio comando tutto questa. Ve la risorsa, poi del mestiere, con la donnetta, col cavaliere.
Con la donetta, la 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 la, tre la la,
col cavaliere, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. barbiere di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne e ragazzi, vecchi fanciulle.
Buona parrucca!
Braccia da barba, cuore sanguigna, presso biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, con la parrucca, presa da barba, presso biglietto, ehi! Figaro, 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 Figaro. Ahimè, ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che folla, uno alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, per carità. Figaro, so qua, e Figaro, so qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù, pronto, precisimo, sono qui fuori me, sono il factotum della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Apro Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, apro Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, adia fortuna, adia fortuna, adia fortuna, non mi chiedo, la 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 la, adia fortuna, adia fortuna, adia fortuna, non mi chiedo, sono il factotum della città, sono il factotum della città, della città.
What an incredible contrast. You just had me crying with the Secret Garden, and then we go to the Figaro song. I just wanted to say that that's kind of what the world of opera and vocal music really is about. The incredible highs and lows of the human experience are really captured in opera. What a great thing that you get to do that all the time, you singers. It's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, it's hard work, but we would all be lying if we did not stand here and say there is nothing else we would do. In my estimation, and people can agree or disagree with this, there is no other art form that truly captures human emotion like opera does. It is the closest that we will ever get to capturing what actually happens inside the human body when we are experiencing things. So it's a pretty awesome responsibility to bring that to audiences, but boy, is it fun.
Well, one of my religious friends says that to sing is to pray twice, and I think that to sing is also to emote twice when it comes to opera.
Truly.
It's very, very true. Yeah. You're listening to KGNU's Opera Box. I'm Chris Moore, and we have been sharing some great singing with some live singers from the Opera Colorado Young Artists. Charity, maybe you can catch us up again, first of all, on the main stage production of The Magic Flute, but also, are there any opportunities, if we don't happen to be high school kids, opportunities for us to hear these great singers too?
Yeah, there absolutely are. So the main stage production that we have left in our season is The Magic Flute by Mozart, and all of the young artists appear in that. They all have roles in that show, so you can come and see them in that production. It's going to be really wonderful. It's not the traditional production in that The Magic Flute has a lot of Masonic imagery in it, but that's not the direction we have chosen to go. Our production is brand new, fully staged and costumed, and it's all about good triumphing over evil and how that happens in the story. It's really going to be exciting. So the dates for that are May 2nd, 5th, 8th, and 10th, and that's at the L.A. Calkins Opera House. We would love for everybody to join us. I would call soon, though, because it is a big seller. We are selling tickets quickly for that production. You can always go on Opera Colorado's website as well and look at our community calendar, and it will list the upcoming performances that the young artists have that are open to the public. We do have several coming up. There's some clear through the end of May. So www.operacolorado.org and click on the community calendar, and you can always see what we're up to. We have one final piece for you, and this is going to showcase all five of them together. Interestingly enough, it is quite difficult to find a piece of opera that highlights five voices. Usually it's at least six. So we're going as close to opera as I can get. I actually think Stephen Sondheim is opera, but a lot of people consider it musical theater. So we're going to do a piece from the Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim. And this is a piece called A Weekend in the Country. And it's a really interesting piece musically. There's lots of different rhythms that happen. It's a very difficult piece to sing, but it's a lot of fun once you hear all of these voices come together all at the same time towards the end.
Look, Mammon,
dictionaries engraved and very grand. Petra, how too exciting, just when I need it. Petra, such elegant writing, so shake you hardly can read it. What do you think? Who can it be? Even the ink, no, here let me. Your presence, just think of it, Petra, it's kindly, it's at a chateau, requested, etc., etc., Madame Leonora arms. Oh, no! Guess what an invitation! Guess who begins with an A? Armfelt, is that a relation to the decrepit Desiree? Guess when we're asked to go, sir, see, sir, the date there. Guess where a fancy chateau, sir? Guess two who's lying in wait, they're setting her traps, fixing her face.
Doing perhaps a change of pace.
Oh,
a weekend in the country would be charming, and the air would be fresh.
A weekend with that woman.
In the country.
In the flesh.
Have some business with her mother.
See, it's business!
Oh,
no doubt, but the business. Business with her mother would be hardly the business I'd worry about.
Just a weekend in the country, smelling jasmine.
Watching little things grow.
A weekend in the country.
Oh.
My darling will simply say no.
Oh. A weekend.
How very amusing.
A weekend.
But also inept.
A weekend. Of course we're refusing.
Au contraire, you must accept.
Oh, no.
A weekend in the country.
But it's frightful.
No, you don't understand. A weekend in the country is delightful if it's planned. Wear your hair down in a flower. Don't use makeup, dress in white. She'll grow older by the hour and be hopelessly shattered by Saturday night. Spend a weekend in the country.
We'll accept it.
I had a feeling you would. A weekend in the country.
Yes. It's only polite that we should.
Good.
Well?
I'm an intriguing little social item.
What?
Out of the Armfeld family man.
Well, what?
Merely a weekend. Still, I thought it might amuse you to know who's invited to go. This time with his pants.
You don't mean...
I'll give you three guesses.
She wouldn't.
Reduce it to two.
It can't be.
But nevertheless is...
Agerman.
Right, score one for you.
Aha!
Aha!
A weekend in the country, we should try it.
How I wish we'd been asked.
A weekend in the country, peace and quiet.
We'll go masked.
A weekend in the country.
Uninvited, they'll consider it odd.
A weekend in the country, I'm delighted.
Oh my god.
And the shooting should be pleasant if the weather's not rough. Happy birthday to present.
But
you haven't been getting out nearly enough in a weekend in the country.
It's perverted.
Pack my quiver and bow.
A weekend in the country.
Exactly 2:30 we go.
We can't.
We shall.
We shan't.
I'm getting the car and we're motoring down.
Yes, I'm certain you are, but I'm staying in town.
We pack my goods. We will.
We should.
I pack everything I own. The truth. Are you sure it's all right?
I'm thinking it out.
It's all right. We'll take the car. We'll
catch a plane.
We'll fly down. We're off and away. What a beautiful day for a weekend in the country. How amusing. How delightfully droll. A weekend in the country. While we're losing our control. A weekend in the country. How enchanting on the manicure lot. A weekend in the country, with the panting and the yawns, with the crickets and the pheasants, and the orchards and the hay, with the servants and the peasants, we'll be laying our plans while we're playing croquet for a weekend in the country,
so inactive that one has to lie down.
A weekend in the country, way!
Shallow worldly figures, the frivolous lives, the devil's companions, know not whom they serve. It might be instructive to observe.
How amusing, how delightfully droll. A weekend in the country, while we're losing our control.
A weekend in the country, how enchanting on the manicured lawns.
A weekend in the country, with the panting and the yawns, with the crickets and the pheasants, and the orchards and the hay, with the servants and the peasants. We'll be laying our pies while we're playing croquet for a weekend in the country, so inactive that one has to lie down. A weekend in the country, twice as upset.
so much. That was great. Yes, that sounds really hard to do as an ensemble, I might add. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU's Opera Box. And our engineer, I want to give a special thanks to George Figgs for being able to keep control of that microphone and not have the VU meters go smashing over into the red with these big voices here. And Charity, maybe you could reintroduce us to all the singers and our pianist. And
absolutely.
And we'll call it a day.
Absolutely. So a big thank you as well to Alan Armstrong, our fabulous accompanist.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
Leah Bobby, our soprano.
Yay.
Catherine Sanford, our mezzo-soprano. Brett Sprague, our tenor. Andrew Paulson, our baritone. And Daniel De Vicente, our bass baritone. And we want to say a special thank you to you, Chris, and everybody at KGNU. What you do here in promoting opera and this art form is so appreciated. We just cannot thank you enough.
Well, thank you. And it's just been a great privilege to spend this hour in this little tiny box here with these great voices.
We have had a ball. We love doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Ah, good evening. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and you can always listen to us online. KGNU.org is the place to start for that. Welcome to a Classic Monday. My name is James, and I'll be presenting music until 10 p.m. And I'll tell you, it's 8:03. I didn't want to step on the toes of all those great opera singers in the studio, so let them go over just a moment or two before this. As always, I like to have a theme to how I present music for a Classic Monday, and tonight my theme is very simple. Ludwig van Beethoven. I think I've avoided doing much of Beethoven just because it's almost too daunting. His music is so superb, and there is just so much of it that 2 hours, there's just no way I could just do the piano sonatas and hardly give you an idea of what's all there in 2 hours. So my theme tonight is just to explode all over Beethoven. Works for solo instruments, works for great choruses, orchestral works. Just a little hint of a lot of different things that he did, because his music just cannot be ignored. So I'm going to start here. Well, what you have in the background are some piano variations. Always like to have something going on back there. And I'll start with his Opus number 1. So I don't know that this is the first thing Beethoven ever wrote, but it is the first thing he ever published.